Welcome back to the Wintrust Business Lunch. I'm Elise Glink, sitting in for John Williams today. So one of the things that we look at Best Money Moves, my financial wellness technology company, is racial and gender equity. And it turns out that racial equity is tied directly to financial wellness. And part of that is because of centuries of the financial inequity that happened for blacks and people of color. So let me give you some stats before we introduce our guests. The black-white wage gap is an average of 26.5%, and it's increasing. White families have 10 times the net worth of black families. Black families own far fewer homes, 44% versus 73% than whites. They have more mortgage delinquencies, less liquid assets, more student loan debt, and far less savings in retirement. All of these things have contributed to the financial injustice that I think has been pervasive in this country. Karen Freeman Wilson is president and CEO of the Chicago Urban League. She joins us on the line now. Karen, welcome to 720 WGN.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you today, Elise.
So the statistics that I read, I'm sure they're no surprise to you, right? The Urban League, it really focuses on economic, educational, and social progress for blacks, African Americans, and other minorities. Tell us a little bit about some of the work that you're doing there.
So the Urban League fights for racial and economic justice every day. And so, unfortunately, those statistics were not a surprise. It's really why the League exists and has existed for 104 years. And we do that in a variety of ways. We do it through partnerships with organizations like Wintrust and others, but we also do it through direct programming, through our housing, our Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, workforce development, and our work with youth services, our youth development program, and through the work that we do through our impact leadership program that really looks to support the next generation of civic and professional leaders in the black community, but then through our research and policy arm, the arm that actually came up with the epidemic of inequity, structural racism, and COVID-19 in the black community. We published that report back in April because we knew that that COVID-19 was not necessarily causing these inequities, but they were really laying them bare. So we do that through our work in programming, and then we do that through just making folks aware so that they understand the importance of changing many of the policies that have led to the statistics that you laid out. I mean, those statistics, the inequity that you laid out, really has been created by systemic racism policies that have been, in some instances, intentional, and in many instances, unintentional.
So I'm glad you said that. Some of the work that you're doing with small businesses, I think, is really important because, you know, mom and pop shops are on life support right now for the most part, and black businesses in particular are in neighborhoods which have been even harder hit than I think, you know, white neighborhoods. And unfortunately, in this community of Chicago, this greater Chicagoland community, we still have some segregated areas. Tell me what the Chicago Urban League is doing to support black businesses, small businesses right now.
Well, the Urban League has been active in this space particularly since March. Initially, it was largely providing advice. How do you access PPP loans? How do you access other support from SBA? What do you need to do to change your approach to business, because we know that your business is shut down? How can we be supportive in terms of technology and marketing and all of the other considerations that most businesses that are larger factor into their budget, but that small businesses have to look to the Urban League and other organizations that support small businesses like the Women's Business Development Center to really survive. After March, we began working with the city through their microgrant program and then through their Together Now program, with the state through the BIG program, and very soon with the county and Next Street through a program that they are standing up and that we're working with them and others to stand up through the Chicago Community Trust. And it's twofold. It's getting the grants that will literally help you survive, and it's also providing the advice and technical assistance to help you continue, and not just continue barely subsisting, but also to continue and grow your business. You know, what are the things that customers need in this pandemic? But more importantly, as we hear corporations like the Hyatt, like McDonald's, like others, say that they want to do business with small businesses, that they want to get them into their supply chains, that they want to give black businesses a chance, how do you enter into those supply chains in a way that will allow you to benefit from a new approach that many businesses are taking, and quite frankly, a new approach that a lot of governmental entities are taking, the state, the feds. We know that the state buys literally everything, and so often the city buys a lot of the services or procures a lot of the services and goods that are provided by small businesses. How do you get into those pipelines to grow your business so that when the next disruption comes, and, you know, God forbid it should be a pandemic, but we know that business is cyclical. When that next cycle comes, you're better able to withstand that.
Which is so important. How is it that people can apply for these programs, Karen? Where should they reach out?
They can reach out on our, we have a COVID-19 website, culcovid19.com, but you can also look on the city, on the state's website. The city, the state rather, is preparing for another round of grants to businesses. And so I would say to stay on the DCEO website for the city so that folks will know. But the other place that I would look is on the county's website, because the county is just starting their program now. So there will be an opportunity there as well.
Terrific. Karen Freeman Wilson is president and CEO of the Chicago Urban League. You can find out more from them, chiul.org. Karen, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.